I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Hospital staff in Gaza say that the latest Israeli strikes killed at least 21 people, including at least two children. Gaza's health ministry said Saturday at least 59 people had been killed by strikes within a 24-hour period. Meanwhile, a new effort is underway in Qatar toward a ceasefire after nearly 15 months of the Israel-Hamas war. The talks mediated by the United States, Qatar, and Egypt have repeatedly stalled. The Biden administration has notified Congress of a planned $8 billion weapons sale to Israel. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The State Department has informed Congress of a planned $8 billion weapons sale to Israel. U.S. officials say some of the weapons could be sent through current U.S. stocks, but the majority of the package would take a year or several years to deliver. The sale includes medium-range air-to-air missiles, 155-millimeter projectile artillery shells for long-range targeting, Hellfire AGM-114 missiles, 500-pound bombs, and more. It would add to a record of around $18 billion in military aid that the U.S. has provided Israel since the war began more than a year ago. I'm Julie Walker.
AP correspondent Kate Payne reports former U.S. President Jimmy Carter's six-day state funeral began in the U.S. state of Georgia with a procession through his hometown of Plains.
Here in Plains, Georgia, hundreds of people gathered to pay their respects to former President Jimmy Carter here in the small town where he grew up and spent much of his life. Families waved American flags and handmade signs and watched quietly as the hearse carrying the former president's body passed through his town and headed on towards the family farm where he grew up. In Plains, Georgia, I'm Kate Payne.
This is VOA News. Hundreds of South Koreans bundled up against freezing temperatures and snow and rallied overnight near the residence of impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol, calling for his ouster and arrest as authorities prepare to renew their efforts to detain him over a short-lived martial law decree. Dozens of anti-corruption agency investigators and police attempted to execute a detainment warrant against him on Friday, but retreated from his residence in Seoul after a tense standoff with the Presidential Security Service. Argentine President Javier Milei welcomed Venezuelan opposition leader Edmundo González Saturday, the first stop in the popular politician's Latin American trip. VOA's Cristina Menente reports.
Venezuelan opposition leader Edmundo González arrived in Argentina on Saturday and was welcomed by his Argentine counterpart during the first stop in his Latin American trip. González is expected to travel to Uruguay later on Saturday. González's quote-unquote international tour comes days ahead of the planned January 10th inauguration of President Nicolas Maduro for his third term. González has repeatedly said he plans to return to Venezuela to be inaugurated as president despite the pending warrant for alleged conspiracy and a $100,000 reward for information leading to his arrest, announced earlier on Thursday by the Venezuelan Police Investigations Unit. Cristina Menenti, VOA News.
Myanmar state media said Saturday that the military government has released more than 6,000 prisoners under an amnesty program marking the nation's Independence Day. This included 180 foreign citizens. Reuters' Rachel Graham reports.
Myanmar has been in turmoil since early 2021, when the military overthrew an elected civilian government. Military forces went on to violently suppress pro-democracy protests, sparking a nationwide armed rebellion. The junta has said it will hold elections this year, though the plan has been widely condemned by opposition groups as a sham. Among those still imprisoned by the junta is the country's former leader and Nobel laureate, Aung San Suu Kyi. The 79-year-old is serving a 27-year sentence tied to criminal charges ranging from incitement and election fraud to corruption. She denies all the charges, according to her lawyers.
That's Reuters' Rachel Graham. Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer says that he will resign in the coming days after talks on forming a new government failed a second time. The announcement came after the People's Party and the Social Democrats continue coalition talks a day after the Liberal Neos Party surprise withdrawal from discussions. Nehammer from the Conservative People's Party said that destructive forces in the Social Democratic Party have gained the upper hand and that the People's Party will not sign on to a program it considers to be against economic competitiveness. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.